So I just want to look a little bit more at this Copenhagen interpretation. It says that not only does reality not exist until you look at it, but somehow consciousness seems to be involved in making reality. Somehow the subject has to be there for the object to manifest, that you can't have one without the other. Not only is it saying that, it's also saying that you can't actually chop reality up into bits at all. That the whole notion of separate bits of reality, like an electron, like an observer, like a slit, is flawed, is fundamentally flawed. The electron is not an isolated entity. The whole setup, including our observation, has to be treated as a whole. Heisenberg said, "The world thus appears as a complicated tissue of events in which connections of different kinds alternate or overlap or combine and thereby determine the texture of the whole." This sense of the whole of reality being a web of flowing conditions, I guess, determining the texture of the whole, and that it doesn't make sense to analyze anything out as separate from anything else. There's further evidence for this interconnectedness. There are other experiments that can be done which show that when you've got two particles that were created from the same cause, even if you separate them in space as far away from each other as you like, they could be at different sides of the room or different sides of the universe, they behave as one particle. When you touch one, the other one moves. It knows that you've touched its brother, sister particle. It sort of knows, and it moves. It's affected. Well, that's just with two particles. But then if you think back to what physics says about the birth of the universe, all particles coming from a sort of big bang at the beginning of the birth of the universe. Well, the implication is that every particle in the universe is connected to every other particle in the universe. And suddenly this beautiful image of Indra's net seems to be more than just a poetic image. So the notion of separateness becomes an illusion. So David Bohm, another physicist and philosopher, has this to say. "One is led to a new notion of unbroken wholeness, which denies the classical idea of analyzability of the world into separately and independently existing parts. The inseparable quantum interconnectedness of the whole universe is the fundamental reality, and the relatively independently behaving parts are merely the particular and contingent forms within the whole." So he's saying that every time we break reality up into parts, well, that's not the truth. We've simplified, falsified to some extent. Let me read you some words by Lama Govinda. He said, "The Buddhist does not believe in an independent, separately existing world into whose dynamic forces he could insert himself. The external world and the inner world are for him only two sides of the same fabric in which the threads of all forces and of all events, of all forms of consciousness and of their objects, are woven into an inseparable net of endless, mutually conditioned relations." Very, very similar to what Heisenberg has to say. Okay, one more sort of startling thing, fact. So quantum physics looks at, well, it has things to say about empty space. It has something to say about what we normally consider to be a vacuum. So deep space, outer space, there's just vacuum in a lot of places. It's empty. Well, quantum physics, together with Einstein's theory of relativity, says that empty space isn't empty at all. Relativity says that actually what we consider to be matter is just another form of energy. And quantum physics says that in a vacuum, out of nothing, all the time, you've got little bits of matter arising and then disappearing very, very quickly before you can look at them, before you can sort of say anything. They've gone. So that the vacuum, empty space, is actually a bubbling sea, a form that comes and goes almost instantaneously, the form disappearing into the vacuum, into the empty space, almost as soon as it arises. But nothing is still. Nothing's ever static, even what we think of as empty space. Okay? So that's the Copenhagen interpretation, which is the standard interpretation. It's my favourite interpretation, but probably would be as a Buddhist. Yeah? There are other interpretations, as I say, some of them gaining in popularity, but I don't think they stand. Well, I don't think they'll stand the test of time, and I'm biased, I guess.